When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We are live, Men's Tee Clinic here in Frisco, El Dorado, and the Toll. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Visit mensteeclinic.com or call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE and get on the books here. $25 testosterone test. We're celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month at Men's Tee, your total wellness optimization authority. And our Tolos describe their therapies as life-changing. So if you would like some life-changing therapies, they're waiting for you. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE. Expressway's waiting for you as well, coming up in about 15 minutes. Here's Woolchuck with an edition of Football's Finest, buddy.
All right, the Manning cast gave us quite a few good moments last night. Of course, you were listening like we were doing, 105 through the Fan right here, Brad, Babe, and Christy. But I did see some of the highlights today. Bill Belichick was on there. J.J. Watt was on there with the Manning brothers, and they provided some pretty entertaining content.
How long does Belichick do his segment? Is he a quarter or is he 30 minutes? How long is – I'm usually watching – like I'm usually watching tape that night, yeah, or something. I'm usually – or podcasters.
And I'll be honest, I don't really put it on a ton. I usually just get the clips.
I'm sure he does great work. I didn't know, does he come on for like 15 minutes, 30 minutes?
I want to say it's probably a quarter. I'm sure the Tolos will know, 877-881-1053. Okay. Yeah. But they used to do like four guests, and I assumed that it was like a quarter a guest.
I wonder if they've improved the Zoom call-in thing for some of
these
guests.
So it's just like weird
chaos
and awkward in between.
Guys, chaos.
Yeah. Well, a couple of good moments that went viral last night, and I guess we can start with the interception. This was Belichick, Eli, and Peyton as Cooper Rush throws the interception. And you broke it down beautifully. I think explaining what Jake Ferguson was doing there makes a ton of sense.
I just worry, and again, I'm not trying to cause problems for anybody, but Jake Ferguson, after that play, did not play another play.
Yeah. And
he ran the route.
Concussion.
Yeah, and he ran the route in a way that it brought his man into CD's route. And I wonder if that was something that he was maybe struggling with a little bit. I could be really wrong about that.
Well, so you've got some of the greatest football minds ever, and they're all three watching this play, and the reaction, well, it's gold.
So when he was out there coaching it for sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing? Speaking of not being on the same page, does he stop? I think he stops. He got hit.
He ran into the safety.
Jeez.
He's supposed to run like an in-breaker or a skinny post. Kind of runs into the safety.
He ran into him.
Wasn't that like possibly illegal contact? Right on the edge?
Could have been.
They could have called it. They
could
were calling anything
called
that was close last night.
I think they gave you some calls along the way last night. I know
sure.
The head slap was like very Deacon Jones 1970s
there
head slap
on
steel.
There were two penalties that I'd never seen called in my life.
And they called one. They got Schoonmaker got an unnecessary roughness call, not against him, but on him.
And then wasn't there like an illegal low block on a defender?
Yeah, it looked.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah, and I was going to maybe when we go back through, I was going to talk about that a little bit because, you know, Overshown sometimes goes low when he tackles, and this looked like he was going low, and what happened is Patterson, the center's out there, and he going low to get to the tackle, and he clips Patterson's knee.
Okay.
And the side judge calls it as you can't like cut blockers.
Right. They and that's to try and keep the offensive lineman safer.
Right. Right.
But damn, that's an unfortunate one. You're going in to make the tackle.
He's going low.
There.
Yeah, he's going low, and he gets into the knee area of
sense.
The center. And now they call it as a – and that's what added – it's like a 30-something-yard screen
that
got 15 more yards added to it.
Well, this was the play that I think just sums up the 2024 Dallas Cowboys more than any other, and it was the strip fumble. Danielle Hunter, who was absolutely brilliant, but this was the former Eagle, Derek Barnett. Yeah. And Barnett comes screaming over the edge. You get the strip fumble on Cooper Rush. Tyler Guyton catches it. Then he decides, I'm going to try and do something with it. This is my time, okay? Yeah. My time. My time's right now. Your time, it's down there, up there. My time's here. Here goes Guyton, gets boom, fumble. Barnett then picks that up again, scoop and score. Well, TJ Watt, former Houston Texan.
Does he get two recoveries on that play?
That's a great question. And these three guys will ask the same thing. Here's Peyton, Eli, and JJ Watt.
Treat your teammates and the way families and everything. You don't have to do all that, but you do, and every single one of us, especially us first timers, appreciate it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, look at this.
Oh my gosh.
AJ.
Oh,
look at this. Did you see this play?
Look at that.
Sack, AJ, fumble. Strip sack, fumble. The lineman picked it up, fumble. Tried to run. Not good ball security, right? You see a lineman run with the ball. You guys are going to try to strip him. They stripped him, running back for a touchdown. That's a D lineman's dream right there.
It's two fumbles on the same play.
I know for a fact he doesn't have a celebration ready because did not see this coming whatsoever. Just excited to get in the end zone and now get as quickly as he can to the oxygen tank.
Credit. You get credit for two fumbles on this from the defense? Yeah. Do y'all get credit for two fumble returns?
That's a great question. I know you get credit for the sack, but I'm curious. It has to, because this is clearly a forced fumble. But there's no way they're giving two forced fumbles on one play. So, is the second guy getting it?
I think he's got to get a forced fumble credit, right?
Bass.
Heck of a play by Petrie.
But he's the guy.
Heck of a play by him.
He picked it up and scored.
I've never seen that.
Yeah,
hit your incentives in one play.
I've never seen
when
that.
When you looked at the breakdown of the play, they gave them two cost fumbles.
There you go.
Is what they did.
There you go.
And two recoveries?
Yeah. Bennett,
and a sack.
Though they gave him a forced fumble to Barnett for the play, and they gave Petrie a forced fumble for knocking it out
of
Guyton.
Okay, there it is.
And then
Barnett got the recovery and the touchdown.
So you have two forced fumbles and a recovery is what you have.
Good night to have their defense in fantasy.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Yep, it absolutely with the interception and that, the touchdown, it was a
sacks,
hell of a night to be used.
10 points.
I mean, all the sacks. I mean, Brian, I know you look at the compilation of sacks. Top 10 selling jerseys? What do you guys think? Who do you think's number one?
Our guy with the Commanders.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, number one.
Oh, number one. Jaden Daniels is in the top five. Number five.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is not number one.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Kelsey.
Kelsey's not in the top 10.
Oh.
No top 10 here for Kelsey.
Jefferson, Minnesota.
He's number nine.
Love.
Jefferson's nine.
Love, Green Bay.
Jordan Love is not in the top 10. Mahomes was three. Jaden Daniels is five.
Saquon Barkley.
There's no Barkley. There is a Dallas Cowboy in the top 10.
Marco Parsons.
It's not good old Micah who says that we have a damn good football team today.
CeeDee Lamb.
It is. CeeDee Lamb at seven. So you've got CeeDee, Jefferson, Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes. You're missing the top
Joe
two.
Joe Burrow.
Burrow is not in the top 10.
Jeez.
There is a
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud's number one. CJ Stroud, the top selling jersey, followed by Caleb Williams of the Bears. The Bears. How about Aiden Hutchinson at number four for the Lions?
Of course. 97.
That's a sympathy buy.
What if they bought it before he got hurt? Okay. Yeah. Come on.
Honolulu Blue, 97.
Well,
they look good.
This has to be the first time.
97 is kind of a cool number on a jersey.
I think so, too.
I like it, too.
Yeah. Except for when Taco wore it.
Is this the first time in the history? Well, maybe Stafford. That's great reference.
Is it time for you to go get some of that medicine in you?
You can if you need to.
Am I a little cranky over here, Brian? I think I'm in my bag right now.
I think, is there a little box you could check off for attitude improvement?
You're feeling a little cranky?
Yeah.
I mean, my testosterone is soaring right now currently.
Yeah.
Did you get the shot already?
No.
Oh, you naturally?
No,
just,
no, he's just pumping himself up.
I'm on a program.
He knows it's about to happen.
I'm on my program.
He's on his program.
No, I'm eyeballing the tirzepatide, man. I think that's like legal roids, basically.
Yeah,
is what I'm getting into.
He started talking about like getting it and dropping down and doing push-ups.
I think I'm going
stuff.
For I'm going for
he
10
was.
Pull-ups.
He was like he was doing like squat thrusts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the most?
We're gonna be dialed.
What's the most?
He's gonna feel that tomorrow too, by the way.
Yeah, you
I
will.
Did four squat thrusts at that remote. Honey, could you rub this knee for me?
Oiling and lotioning. I'll never hit my PR in pull-ups again, Wolchuk. At 22 years old, I was 162 pounds shredded. Wow. Okay. I could probably do 50 back then.
But you were working towards doing one.
And I did 1.5 last February.
Okay.
Work out again the rest of the year.
Hey, but once you hit the goal,
gonna do it.
Shoulder got pulled out of socket.
Once you hit that goal, baby. So it is Stroud, Williams, Mahomes, Aiden Hutchinson, Jaden Daniels, top five jersey sales, followed by Amon-Ra St. Brown,
Amon-Ra. There we go.
Josh 14. Allen, Justin Jefferson, and Max Crosby.
How is Josh Allen not number one? You feel like the Mafia would wear – Mafia goes to the games all wearing jerseys.
They probably just have
There's only like 300,000 people in the city.
Yeah, they probably just have
300,000 jerseys, right?
They were just rocking them already. So there's your top 10 best.
They already got them.
They've already got the Jim Kelly 12 they're out there wearing.
Now, this was what I wanted to ask you about, Brian, because we got the college football playoff tonight, the next set of rankings.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin's like, I don't know if he's got a show or he's just getting interviewed every week. But
Paul Feinbaum.
He's always – is he on Feinbaum every week?
They have a funny relationship because Feinbaum is one of the reasons why he got fired at USC. And so Lane blames him for it, but he goes on his show and then he rips Feinbaum the whole time.
It's a good deal.
It's a good bit. It's much must watch, those two going at it.
Well, the new college football 12 team and what they're doing here with the bracket, he is saying that there's discussions he's had with head coaches who've realized that making it to the conference championship game could do more harm than good.
Absolutely.
So he said, I've talked to other coaches, so I'll just kind of give you the feeling from some of them. They don't want to be in it. You know, the reward to get a bye versus the risk to get knocked out completely, I mean, that's a really big risk. There's a cost and benefit to everything. There's great benefits to this playoff system and so many people being excited, fans, programs, more games. But the cost is the conference championship game doesn't mean as much.
Yeah.
So you lose the conference championship game, now maybe you're just out of the playoff altogether. He's got a good point here.
It's
not something I really considered.
He does. Didn't we have and
Georgia.
It was Georgia.
Alabama beat Georgia. They were number one in the country.
The whole year it felt like that Georgia was number one.
And then, boom. Now they got to go play, and I believe it was the Orange Bowl, and they beat the crap out of Florida State.
They did.
Who's playing third stringers.
Yeah.
There's your football's finest.
Thank you, Wolchuk. We are live at Men's Tea Clinic in Frisco here. It's 5,000 El Dorado if you're looking to come on by. But any one of the five DFW Men's Tea Clinic locations can get you fixed up in a big way as they are celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month all month long here. $25 testosterone test. Okay, give them a call right now. MensTeaClinic.com, 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA. Complimentary pure B12 injections for all patients. That'll get you feeling good. And complimentary in-body scan and weight loss consult for all patients if you're looking to be the best version of yourself here. Let's get started for 2025 already. Okay, we're gonna hit the ground running here on New Year's with a ton of momentum already. And we're back to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. Brian has Krusty's Corner Part 2. He'll continue to give you film takeaways from last night's Cowboys defeat and what you need to know next here in the nation. Yeah, buddy, let's hit the expressway. We'll take a look at everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast sports day here on The Fan. Thanks to Men's Tea Clinic for having us out. We're at the Frisco location here, El Dorado and The Toll. And they are celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month. All kinds of great stuff going on at Men's Tea Clinic. If you want natural regenerative therapies for joint pain, how about hair replacement therapies, bedroom wellness? They got it all at Men's Tea Clinic. I like to say if there's a man issue out there, they've researched it. And they have a therapy waiting for you right here. So let's jump in, take a look at everything that's been developing. This segment of the nation is brought to you by Soda. That's state of the arts. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. And we're in this football hour, Wolchuk.
And that 5 o'clock football hour presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football.
Quick basketball note. Mavs host the Pels tonight. Big game. Can they get over 500? That would be great. New Orleans at 4-10. No Zion. This has to be a win against teams like this. The loss to Utah last week was horrible.
Brian. So yeah. I'm looking to tune in tonight, 7:30. It is part of the NBA Cup. Is that what they call it? The
True.
NBA Cup, the play-in tournament?
True.
Yeah. Or the mid-season tournament?
You guys get into this? Or are you into the NBA Cup?
Just I just play the games. I watch the games. I don't care
right.
What's going on. Just well, Luke, win or lose, I watch.
I don't know. I don't really care much for the NBA Cup. Maybe that's just me being a crusty.
I think if we could get to the semifinal and final, I'd care. You know, at this point, I have no time for
it. If your team was in it,
you start making, like,
yeah, like the Mavericks didn't win a damn game in it last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Luka, game time decision, but hopeful that he will end up playing. It's Najee Marshall going up against his former team for the first time.
I love that. I love PJ Washington being back and dominating. I think they lost all four games without PJ. So
the rebounding, I mean, that was huge. I mean, their rebounding was clearly limited without him. And all of a sudden, what do you have, 15 rebounds, like career high the other night? 17? Unbelievable.
Deion Primetime Sanders resetting. I'm not going anywhere.
Hmm.
I think this is probably, you know, what any coach has to say. This is what all coaches say when they're getting ready to leave. You know, you can't be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to coach this string out. Got to tell my guys. But he said, I'm happy where I am. I've got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. Truly do. I think those are the nice things you say to a fan base that you don't have anything against. You love these people. They gave, you know, you their passion and a great place for you and your kids to do your football thing for a while. But now that Shador's leaving, I don't know what keeps him in Colorado. You know, I don't see it. It's been awesome. I think he's got good momentum going there. I think he could be successful there.
Well, the thing that's interesting about Colorado is, and most teams go through recruiting. Colorado takes a different approach with the NIL stuff, and then with the portal stuff. They recruit that portal strong. You know, the high school players. So sometimes, you know, coaches will come out and say, I'm not going anywhere. And they say that to try and keep recruits in the building, you know, or keep recruits, you know, from, you know, going elsewhere.
Your bosses want you to say that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're Colorado, though, they're so heavy in that portal that, you know.
Doesn't matter as much?
Doesn't matter as much. So he could say, yeah, I'm happy here. But behind the scenes, he could be working on a completely other deal. But he has a point there. His family has benefited, you know, millions and millions of dollars. Not only him, but his kids.
Yeah.
If you think about the NIL money that people have come up.
It's great.
So they've been, the people of Colorado have embraced him. But in turn, he's turned things around very quickly there at Colorado.
I think Colorado's awesome as a state. You know, I've thought about that would be a great place to settle down, like in the mountains with a cabin with a river flowing by. You know,
beautiful.
you could fish. I obviously come down to Texas probably in the winter. I don't want anything to do with those cold winters. But there's a lot to like about Colorado. I could definitely see that. I just think that, you know, if you're Deion Sanders and you're looking to now stack accomplishments as a coach, there's a ceiling at Colorado, and there's going to be so many interesting offers. I think the Cowboy thing is fascinating if Jerry Jones would want to do it. You know, I think when you are a rebuilding team, it gives you a 2 to 3 year period where you could do some things, you know, that maybe you otherwise wouldn't. If you were in a we have to win now, you don't want to take a risk on a first-time NFL head coach. You don't want to take a risk on a guy from college. But if you're developing, it's the perfect time to.
Nobody understands the side of business and athletics better than Deion Sanders when it comes to. And that fits right into the mold of Jerry Jones.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Business and athletics.
I mean, as Luke just talked
promotion,
about the merch.
Yeah.
That stuff's flying off the shelf.
Colorado's
like, it's
got
perfect.
Some beautiful merch. They, I mean, and he's been a big part of it. But you also look at the attendance at Folsom Field. They're filling that place up.
Well, he's getting five-star recruits now. I mean, they just flipped Julian Lewis, who was the number one overall recruit, who was going to USC. He's now decommitted. And the favorite is Colorado.
Yeah.
And they're eyeing another five-star recruit in Michael Carroll. So they're now able to go out and get players they probably weren't even sniffing prior to Deion Sanders getting there and having this success.
Deion had never coached outside of high school until his kids were going to college. And then they got there, and he's like, I'm going to come coach you. We'll do better than these guys. Wouldn't the same thing happen in the NFL? You know, like as soon as a team is like, hey, we want you and your son, I don't think there's any way he turns that down.
If you had, Deion's very much that CEO type of a manager, you know, but okay, the guy that's really helping him a lot and has helped Shador last season was Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur was an NFL coach. If you look, he was a head coach at Cleveland. He was with the Giants.
Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings. He's had some success as a coordinator. Mm-hmm. Will somebody, you know, if you're hiring Deion Sanders and he says, I'm bringing Pat Shurmur, is that good enough for you?
Or if you're also getting Shador, you're keeping the same system. You're keeping the same offensive coordinator. Learning curve not as steep. I think that makes a lot of sense.
You don't think he would take the Dallas job with the possibility of not coaching his son? Do you think that? Do you think he would?
No, I think that would make it all the more intriguing. One, it's the Cowboys, the business aspect of it, but now I'm able to stay and coach my child.
No, he's not getting his kid. Say he doesn't. Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, it is.
I'm saying.
I think he would do it if it's a package deal.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't. Now, they could. How does it work? Okay, whoever has the first pick, is it Jacksonville? Does Deion force, say Dallas is within striking range at 5, you know? And now, who else? I mean.
You tell 1 through 4, we're not coming.
Yeah.
Trade the pick to Dallas for what
but
they're
we've
offering.
We've seen a history. If you look what happened with Eli Manning, the Giants and the Chargers, I mean.
They hammered out a trade eventually, but
will Dallas be with a team that needs all its picks?
Yeah.
Will Dallas be willing to give Jacksonville or whoever has the pick?
No. This would have to be the kid just saying, and the dad saying, there's no point in drafting us. You know,
would this be much like with?
Because you're talking about having to move on from Dak is just a nightmare level of difficulty, and then adding giving away picks to that. I think logistically that it's maybe 2 years early, you know, as far as where you are in Dak's contract. Now, if they hadn't done the deal, you'd be in a perfect situation to be talking about this right now. To my knowledge, though, the Cowboys couldn't trade it and eat all of that cap hit and still be able to fill the football team next year.
You could probably go with Dak for 2 years, keep Sanders. I mean, you're going to have the fifth-year option. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here.
No, I think that would be three years.
But do you think the Joneses would do that? That's just not good asset management. If you're going to keep Dak, the deal is to try your hardest over the next 2 years to build a good football team, and then maybe in 2026, 2027, you can try to win. You know, and if it doesn't work, then you're falling on your face and drafting a quarterback.
And if
then.
It's all about the selling of the jerseys and the tickets, I mean, I think that there would be a lot of people that would be excited about just to see what it's like with Prime as your head coach, and then Shador is going to sell jerseys.
I think they would get crushed if they drafted a quarterback, say, fifth overall. There's a point of the fan base out there that wants to move on from
Dak. I don't
think
they would get crushed nearly as much as Atlanta did.
You would have to have a way of trading Dak and recouping draft assets and make that work. But I agree with you. The national media would say, how did you do this? You have Dak for 4 years and you're signing.
What if you were in a situation where you could do this, where you do get Sanders, you do manipulate the draft, but also you trade Micah Parsons to make sure you have extra one?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Ooh.
Yeah.
See, now you can legitimately say, okay, we're
making something happen for the future.
We're getting the quarterback, but we're also getting a first round pick to be able to go.
We have 6 minutes till LA Live. Let's see Krusty's Corner 2.0. What kind of film takeaways brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning?
Yeah, thank you very much once again. I'm going to talk about Hooker's interception from what I saw. It is going to be a two deep look with Kendricks carrying Minchie, the wide receiver, through the middle of the defense. Really nice job by him. Like I say, you have the two deep with a Mike linebacker running those. So really, you got three across is what you got. But they carry Minchie. Izzy makes Stroud throw the ball over the top of him. So nice job of Izzy McQuamu being in a position to where Stroud has to throw the ball over the top of him in order to get it into that short zone. But the ball isn't even close to Collins, who's breaking in the inside. And Hooker just right place, right time. He's going to play the route. Ball's right there. But really good job by the two-deep look. Mike linebacker running through the middle. Now the ball's got to go to the outside because of the coverage in the inside. But McQuamu, with his length, goes up and makes that ball have to go a little bit higher than where it needs to be. And then Hooker's right there. So great job of a great job of that particular defensive play. The screen play to Mixon that went out the door. We talked about the low block I mentioned. I want to run through that real quick. It's a really good call by the Texans. The Cowboys once again are playing two deeps with Kendricks, again, dropping into the middle of the defense. Overshown gets called for a low block, but I think he just loses his balance trying to make a tackle on Mixon, and he ends up in the legs of Patterson, making you have missed tackles by Diggs. You have a missed tackle by Wilson. Makes things worse. It's great hustle by Kendricks to get over and to make that play. I thought it was kind of a bogus call there because Overshown was going to try and make the tackle. He's stumbling. He ends up in the leg of Patterson, the center, and then he gets called for that. The third and one stop that Butler was able to make. Now, this one, I think, if Bland was playing maybe as a corner for you or somebody with a little bit more experience, I was surprised that Houston threw the ball here. Dell has Butler beat on the outside route, actually spins him around, but Butler's able to rally from there. Stroud throws a terrible pass, and it should have been picked off. You know, here's what you're talking about. Okay, maybe you kick that field goal, you make it a one-score game, now you come back, you have an opportunity. This could have been a pick six. I mean, it could have got you right back into the game. But Stroud throws a terrible, terrible pass. It should have been interception by Butler, but he was too focused on getting to Dell, and the case, and the ball was just not even on target. And so, but if he had found the ball, there was likely that thing could have been a pick six for you right there. So, you know, good job by Butler. Surprised that the Texans threw the ball on third and one, but good job by Butler making the play. I'm going to go back to, if I could, the initial call. You know, they had the 77-yard touchdown, the first play of the game. They got an illegal man downfield call on Collins' screen that ended up in a touchdown. Stroud's throwing the ball forward here. This thing is not a backwards pass. That thing is going forward. You got Tunsil. He is way downfield. That's a really good call by the official right there. And we talked about it in Krusty's Corner yesterday before the game, some illegal downfield calls that this crew makes. Good job by that crew, though. But
you also called the fake punt, Brian.
Yeah,
well, Tunsil, on fire yesterday.
Yeah, well, I wish it had gone for better than what it did. But anyway, Tunsil is way downfield. It's a great call. Mixon's long touchdown run. Oh. Mozzie and Parsons, they do a really nice job of forcing Mixon to have to cut the ball back inside. Osa got hooked on by Tunsil, and he couldn't get away from him. And then Golston gets cut. When Golston gets cut, Izzy McQuamu is there. He's engaged with Minchie blocking, and then he's too engaged, and then he tries to dive back inside. He can't make the play. Hooker just not committed to his angle, and that's why that ball went out the door for 45 yards right there. Really poor job of – they did a good job of getting the ball to break, but they didn't have the guys in position. They were getting blocked. They were lunging for the play, and then they took a bad angle at safety right there. And my last one I want to talk to you about is Osa's sack. Great job by Osa winning off the snap. He beat Scruggs with a quick arm over move, and he is right on Stroud as he's attempting to climb forward in the pocket. We've seen Stroud before. We talked about it. He will go forward in the pocket if you could have rushed the pocket. Felt like Dallas could have done a better job of attacking the middle of this pocket. They really didn't do all that much other than this one sack. But great job by Osa being able to go forward to win against his guy. And then when Stroud tried to step up to make the throw, he was right there to make the sack. Secondary was great shape on the play, so that really kind of limited what they were able to do. But those were some of the defensive plays that I saw. There were a couple more that we could get into at another time, maybe on some of these other podcasts and things. Yep. I'll talk about some of that, but I know we got to get to L.A. Live.
Well, we're live at Men's Tee Clinic here in support of Men's Health Awareness Month. If you've been looking to get your edge back, now is the time. 972 Go Men's Tee Bucket for one of the five DFW locations. A $25 tee test to get you rocking and rolling. Get your baseline. Get a plan. MensTeeClinic.com. Time now for L.A. Live. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Get it ready. All right, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
fired up this funk.
Yeah.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Team in the NFC.
Best team in the goddamn world is the Dallas Cowboys. God's team, America's team.
Fill in the blank.
Okay.
Dak Prescott is a top blank QB in the NFL.
That's a hard question. I mean, but top. You put top before it.
Top so blank.
Like, top blank. I mean, you could say top dog. It's too easy. It's not descriptive enough. Top dog. Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the league. He's going to fuck everybody up. We already know that. We already know. We already understand. This is going to be a good year, I think. We got Zeke back. We're excited. We're ready to go.
Wow.
Ouch. Yeah, it's your boy Post Malone before the Cowboys season started. He was feeling pretty good about it. Looking kind of shaky now, Posty. Looking kind of shaky, my guy.
Just blame it on the injuries, you know?
Yeah, blame it on the injuries.
All right. Good.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Get on down, lock your radios in, and just ride with me. Before we get started, though, boys, did y'all see the video of Trayvon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb in the club last night?
I did.
No.
Yeah, there's a video of them having a good time in the club last night. Apparently, after they lost by 24 points at home to Houston. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm okay with it. You know, I feel like you play hard, you try your best. Sometimes you're on a crappy team, and you got to cut loose to deal with, as Mike McCarthy would call it, the frustration.
I obviously, like, don't love it, but it is. They're human beings. I mean, they're off today. You know, live your life. You're millionaires. You got your ass kicked again. The season's terrible. I would much rather that not happen, but, I mean, who the hell am I to say what you can and can't do, dude?
Camera phones need to be banned in all clubs.
Hey, I'm just going to go.
That's actually
they
a great idea.
Camera I would, guy here.
Yeah, I would they had just, a camera with a spotlight and everything, bro. They were putting on a music video.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get. They were working on something.
Well, if they're working on a project, and you know what, that's, you know, hey, if that's what they're doing, great. But I'm just gonna ask that with the new change in government, I ask the first thing that they do
ban
camera phones in clubs.
Well, yeah, I can't tell you how many times during those baby doll appearances, you know, Tolos would come over, but they'd be like, no picture, please.
Yeah,
you know, they don't. And worries. Yeah. But yeah, people probably don't want to be photoed, you know, all the time in there.
Yep.
So if you went to that game, you pay like $400 for some seats, and the Cowboys lost, and then you end up going to the club, and you see them fools just partying, you're like, oh, well, I guess that's life.
Yeah.
Win or lose, we still booze.
That's right. Our motto at LSU, Lucius. Yeah. That was us.
Man, sir, your teammates aren't better, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you, bro. I just wanted to ask you guys. Monday Night Football,
can I give Zeke credit for not being in the picture? You know, maybe Zeke was probably lurking somewhere.
He's like, nah, I've been through this before, bro. I mean,
he knew better. He stayed out. He was outside the ropes.
NDAs.
He was outside the ropes.
I think only good players are invited, though, Brian.
Come on.
That was a good player get together.
Side swipe.
Mike Bassick said something about, like, Zeke couldn't even help North Texas right now. You talk about some hyperbole, dog.
Well, he was talking about he looked like he had to poop at the end of the run.
What is that? That was just rude.
Now he's going after my guy's bowels? Come on.
Mike is a wild boy, bro. Mike Bassick, send all your hate mail there at Mike Bassick on Twitter.
He's the one.
Yeah. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on the Toxic lefty. Tuesday. Let's see here. The Monday Night Football theme.
Yeah.
Now, we work at this time, so I've never heard the Monday Night Football theme in the past few years. I totally missed it. This is the first time I've heard the Monday Night Football theme in its entirety was last night. And what the hell was that? Have you guys been – did you know what the
– Is it – do they mix in the old theme with the new theme? Do they show like – I'm just guessing. It's like the old TV trucks from the 70s and stuff. Is it – they used to have kind of a historic look at
they
it.
They used to have a vibe, I guess. I don't know. But
okay, then I'm out of –
And I turned it on. It was Chris Stapleton, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, well, then I'm out.
And some drummer named Cindy Blackman Santana. Oh. And it's a rendition of Phil Collins' In the Air of the Night, which I've heard that song so many times this past weekend because I think Jake Paul walked out to that song. Oh. There was another college team that played it after they won.
Looks like they've been doing it since week two of last year.
Well, I mean, the Jake Paul thing made sense, right? Because the hangover reference.
Yeah,
Mike
Tyson. I get it.
So
I liked
that one, but you're right. Like, now it's kind of taken over.
And he's been waiting for this moment his whole life. I get it. But I didn't know this was. Listen to this. What's this? It's the new one.
Clashes, blitzes, all action. Run past photo finish with no caption.
Huh?
Mono, so what's happening?
What?
Let's get it cracking. I'm in the trenches, stomping the yard. I came, I seen, I start, I rain, I ball hard. Get it.
Diving catch!
Yeah, not a big fan.
Of that one, dog.
Yeah. No. I think you just stay with all my rowdy friends.
Yeah, all my rowdy friends. I hit them Monday night.
What
Ready.
I want to know, what happened to the outlaw country? Where is Bo Cephas with all my rowdy friends? Can we bring Hank Williams Jr. back?
Just pay the estate, you know? I'm sure his family and friends could
hologram
Hank
it.
Hank Williams Jr. is not dead, is he?
I don't know
if he is.
Like I was saying, just pay the man.
Did he get canceled? Was there an issue there?
Yeah, he got canceled. He did get canceled. I think he said Obama was like Hitler or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, Big Trump is in office. All cancellations have been pardoned.
Amen.
Bring that man back, bro.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't get it, dog. Like, we need something like this, bro.
Bow! There we go.
That'll get you going.
This is what it's all about.
Fran, wrap it up tonight.
Hey!
There we go.
Maybe he asked for too much money. Think?
Ooh, that could be.
Probably asked for too much money to keep him updated.
Are you ready for some football? Come on! Monday Night Party!
Yeah.
Come on, dog. That jams.
Yeah, that does.
We got to bring that back right there.
100%. I just ordered tickets at the Windstar now after I heard
He's still
that.
Playing?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
November?
Yeah.
Later this month?
They're going fast. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, the NFL needs to know when to lean new school and when to stay old school, because the history and tradition and nostalgia in there is their fastball.
Yeah, man.
Like, at this point.
Now, I've read that the ESPN brought back all my rowdy friends in 2017 with Florida Georgia Line and Jason Derulo. Ugh. Oh. What?
And his wife's good looking.
Hey, you know, that's another conversation. Yeah, 2017, they brought it back. And then in 2020, they got rid of it again because we were in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was called, like, All My Rowdy Friends, and it's about, like, hanging out. They was like, well, that's probably giving a bad idea, so let's get rid of it.
That's Hank Williams, too much. He's 75.
They're overthinking it.
They're overthinking
it. Whoever is in charge of that ESPN song, you need a new guy.
Yeah. Get it back. Bring back Hank Williams Jr.'s song, dog.
Yeah, we all know what needs to happen.
The Panamera is over with. So what's your excuse now?
I have another question.
Carrie Underwood.
We got to get young and hip, so we're going to get Snoop Dogg.
You going after those legs, Lucius? Come on.
Well, I'm not going after the legs, but how much does she get paid to sing that Sunday night?
I think $1 million a week.
And she doesn't even switch up the song, bro. It's the same song. Hank Williams Jr. switched up the song every week.
Yeah.
Every week it was a different song.
Yeah, you're right.
Customized it.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, man. Bring that man back. He was working hard for you. Remember when Saturday Night Live made fun of Hank Williams Jr.? No?
Is this like in the 80s?
That was the 90s. Chris Farley did it. I'll give you a little.
I remember it.
I bet that was pretty funny.
I'll give you a taste, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that was a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, who's next on the schedule?
Let's see. Hank Williams Jr.
Oh.
Are you ready for some football?
Ready whenever you are.
Patriots and the Vikings coming over tonight. Eagles and the Bears coming over tonight. Bengals and the Ravens coming over tonight.
Yeah, come on, man. Bring Hank back.
I started laughing just hearing that song, picturing Chris Farley's face, dude. Yeah. What a legend.
His big old belly. let's see. You remember this one brought us?
Some great shades. Yeah. Hank always had the best shades on.
You're looking live at Rich Stadium in yeah. Orchard Park, yeah. New York.
Where we're going to play the match game, everybody.
The match game. Gene Rayburn, come on down.
Apparently, that's the original right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Stuff,
1970.
Yeah,
here
man.
We go.
Yeah, man. Good stuff.
You're Dandy Don in the background right now.
Yeah.
Turn out the lights.
Party's over.
LA Live 105.3, the fan of the Toxic Tuesday. Bring Bo Cephas back, man. We need all my rowdy friends.
Stop playing ESPN.
What yeah, stop doing? Playing, bro. Did y'all see the police blotter from the Tyson-Jake Paul fight?
No.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
All right.
Arlington PD released a list of arrests on Monday morning. See? The judge didn't see their asses till Monday. I've been trying to tell y'all. Judge didn't see them till Monday.
Established dominance quickly.
Established dominance. I learned that. Number four.
Yeah. There were 9 total arrests.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. 4 arrests were public intoxication. And I mean, you had to be hammered to be considered public intoxication out there because... Derek fed me so many tequilas. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What would you guesstimate you at? 0.12?
You know, I don't know those numbers, but I probably had about 6 of them boys.
Ooh, yeah.
4 of them was doubles.
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah, I was out of control.
Derek knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah, he's like, hurry up, man. Hurry up with that one. I want to get another one. I'm like, whoa, we got to slow it down. Anyway.
Let's get back in line.
Yeah, it's go full. Stand over there for me. there was 4 arrests for public intoxication, 1 arrest for gambling, which I seen on the timeline. They were playing craps in the bathroom.
Yes.
Shame on whoever was recording that and put it on the timeline. Grown men want to play craps in the bathroom, then damn it, let them play craps in the bathroom.
I'd like to make an amendment to also the ban of cameras in clubs.
Thank you.
You should be allowed to play craps in a bathroom.
Yeah. Play craps in a bathroom.
Just
I'm
don't use
man.
One of the stalls, you know, if it's full.
Yeah.
Use a little corner on the sink.
You play the corner of the sink.
Like a gentleman.
Right in the corner. Just throw them right in the corner.
And if you got loaded dice and they find out and they stomp you out, it's just part of the game, bro.
They leave you on the ground right
part
there.
Part of the game, dog.
People step over you to get to the urinal.
Yeah. There was 1 arrest for solicitation of prostitution.
Ooh.
Oh.
1 arrest for harassment of a public servant. And 1 arrest for a criminal trespass, 1 arrest for resisting arrest. I tell you all of this because...
Derek Holland.
Former Dallas Cowboy Pac-Man Jones was arrested in Arlington after the Tyson fight.
Yes.
Those were all him.
Pac-Man was all Pac. That's a shame.
Pac-Man was involved in a fight in the bar area of the Lowell's Arlington Hotel.
Ooh.
There was already a fight cracking off, and then an off-duty cop went over there and told him to chill or he'll be arrested.
Yeah.
He didn't chill. He kept on fighting, and while she was trying to break him up, allegedly, she got hit on the arm.
So she
decided, I'm going to arrest Pac-Man. Yeah, bro, that's not really
that's
a game.
That's the ultimate crash
out right there. Yeah, bro, that's a felony if you touch a peace officer.
Yeah.
And then she tried to put the handcuffs on him. He got free from the handcuffs, started walking away. Then other officers had to come in and put him in custody.
So they caught him?
Got him. He was walking away. They got him. Jones is charged with assaulting a police officer, public intoxication, resisting and evading arrest.
Lucius, scouting report on Pac-Man, does he look like me nowadays?
No.
Is he a big man?
No.
Still in good shape?
No. Is he in good shape?
I mean, he's still in good shape, but he wears his, like, goofy boots. It's probably the fashion police that arrested him. Really want to know.
I didn't know if he was, like, kind of a jolly man.
He was new boot goofing.
We're talking new boot goofing.
Yeah. But that's not the point of contention for me, this Pac-Man arrest. It's not the point of contention. The comments on the story had me shaking my head. I don't know about the future of this country, people.
Yeah.
The comments. One says, let him go. The Cowboys have already been losing back to back. Huh? Another one said, why don't we see that attitude on the field? Huh?
What? He's not playing.
What?
Not playing.
Then another one said, they're going to lose with or without him. Doesn't make any difference. What?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What are we? Wow.
These are the Cowboys fans that we're debating on social.
These are the Cowboys fans, bro.
We're flipping back to 2010.
Bryce, you're an idiot.
Another one said, I love how bad the Cowboys are on and off the field.
Yeah, same old Cowboys.
Yeah.
Another one says, he'll get off with a fine since he plays for the Cowgirls.
Good one.
Let him go. The Cowboys need all the help they can get. And another one says, the most undisciplined organization in sports. What are we talking about? This man does not play for the Cowboys. And he's played for more teams other than the Cowboys. What is going on with people? Yeah. I'm concerned, bro.
I mean, what was his last season in the league, 2018? Okay, Denver.
Yeah, I'm highly concerned. When I read those comments, I was just shaking my head. I was like, there's no damn way, man. There's no way. We're lost. We need help. We need to shut down all the internets. And start
over
again.
Half decade.
We need to start over
2018
again.
Was his last year?
And he was with the Cowboys in 2008.
Yeah, it's been, and he spent a long time at Cincinnati. Like, I think Cincinnati's the
Chiefs. I thought he was done in 2008. I thought that's when he was, why I asked. Yeah.
He actually kept the career going for a while.
Well, he did not play 2009.
Okay.
Wow. It's a mess. Look at those comments.
The comments are worse. Wow. You're right about that.
All right, before I get out of here, G-Back the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. Shaking my head again. You see anything out there? Just hit me up at Lucky Lucius P.
Quickly.
Lucius Alexander on the Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. The future of our country right here. Blake Elliott from the Fan After Dark.
Oh, boy.
God bless us. God bless you, son. God bless you. He's still learning the rules of broadcasting.
Before we even get into it, for the 9-4-0, I knew three Taylors, and they were all batshit crazy. Also a very unisex name. You don't agree?
No.
I mean, say it with your chest. If you don't agree, Kevin, you're giving me a crazy look. Do you not agree Taylor's a unisex name?
Say it with your chest.
Like, Kevin. Kevin's a little thrown off by that text you just read.
Yeah.
Which one?
I just wouldn't read your tongue. It again.
The Taylors?
Which one? 940?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into
Thank you, Chris.
Blake it or leave it. We can say
No!
No.
What?
Jeez. Okay.
Who told him that?
Is that your intern, Wolchuk? What the hell? No. Fan Phenom winner?
Fan Phenom.
What do they teach at UNT Broadcast School, bro?
Who told him that, bro?
The guy up there, the professor, is well respected. Blake not paying attention?
I guess not. You've met Blake. Was he ever paying attention?
Did somebody not tell me like Blake was a star wide receiver that never had to go to class? What's going on here?
Jeez. I don't know. This is embarrassing.
That is.
I love it.
That is.
That might be my favorite piece of fan audio
that
ever.
That is insane. You got to see the video, too, because he was puzzled. Like, I don't understand why we can't say this.
Say it with your chest, Kevin. What the hell?
What are you doing?
The Taylors?
It's ridiculous.
He's so confused.
Kevin, why are you laying out on me, man?
Come on, Kevin.
I'll tell you what. Him and Fred were having a good time in the press box last night.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
They don't need to be together. I'm saying
they were.
Right
they
now.
Were. They were.
Somebody's got to watch them.
It was party time with those two.
Well, you should be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Those two were yucking it up. So big.
I think we know why they got kicked out of the Rangers press box.
Good Lord. All right, I'll be black tomorrow. Red. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. It'll be a hump day. My name is Lucius Alexander. Holla.
Yes, sir. There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, Blake and Fred are coming up and probably crosstalk in less than an hour at 6:45 or so. You'll have Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham and a guest coming up at 7 o'clock. And then the Fan After Dark. You literally never know what could happen on that show. They're literally fools with no rules because they don't know the rules. We're live at Men's T Clinic in Frisco. I kill me. That's an ALF reference, by the way, for you Gen Xers out there. And we're here at Men's T Clinic in Frisco, brought to you by Men's Health Awareness Month. We're celebrating it with $25 T-tests. Let's get you dialed in here at Men's T Clinic and get set for, you know, the holiday season the best way possible.